on Thursday, the 21st of September, the world will be observing the International Day of Peace. And ahead of the day, we are having a conversation on peace building here in South Sudan. So what is being done and the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. And in the studio with me is Elizabeth P.K.D. Malit. She's the Director General for Conflict Resolution and Social Cohesion from the Ministry of Peace Building. I have Martin Kori, is a South Sudanese Peace Ambassador and Director of the Agency for Humanitarian Assistance and Development. And we have Ruben Inajo, who is the Head of the Outreach at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth. I will start with you, Elizabeth. Let's start with you and tell us about the importance, how important it is for South Sudanese people to prioritize peace building in our community.
Yes, it is important. Thank you very much, first of all, to Radio Umiraya for giving us this opportunity to talk about peace. This contributes to advocating for peace. As you have mentioned earlier, my name is Elizabeth Parmena Kaleidi Malis. I work for the Ministry of Peace Building. So your question was, how...
Why it is important for South Sudanese to prioritize peace building?
Yes, it is important for South Sudanese to prioritize peace building because anything else is built on peace. As we know, as South Sudanese, we have been through many decades of war. And to have peace is a main priority for us. Peace means security. It means socio-economic development.
Right.
Peace means that people can go about, it could be as simple as going about your own business on the street without fear.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much. And still with you, Elizabeth, you lead the Conflict Resolution and Social Cohesion portfolio in the Ministry of Peace Building. What does your work entail?
Our work is actually huge, what it entails. It's we work with political parties. We work, currently we are developing a political parties forum, so all the political parties in South Sudan can work in unison for building peace in South Sudan without having been hindered by their own political beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also we work with communities, community dialogue and mediation,
right,
and negotiation.
Right.
We have recently been to Unity State to train community members on early warning, early response, so that whenever there is an issue in the area, there will be personnel on the ground who can alert the governments, and then it can be dealt with appropriately, mm-hmm, before it erupts into full conflict.
Right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Now, Ruben Inajo, part of the mandate of the United Nations mission in South Sudan is to support the implementation of the Revitalize Agreement and the peace process. So tell us about this work and how does the mission engage different actors in pursuit of peace in South Sudan?
Thank you very much. As we all know, without peace, barely anything can be achieved. And it is, the saying goes that peace is the pathway we take if we want to bring growth, prosperity in any society. If we don't have peace and we don't have harmony, achieving any political success or economic stability or even cultural growth is near impossible. The Revitalize Agreement was designed to promote all this, to assist South Sudanese, the signatories to the agreement, to resolve whatever the conflict was or is in the country. Primarily, the responsibility of the United Nations mission in South Sudan is to support the implementation of that agreement. And how do we go about this? We work very closely with the government of South Sudan and other stakeholders, especially peace actors, to ensure that we are able to create a conducive environment where the signatories to the Revitalize Agreement will be able to implement what they have signed to. Let me emphasize the point that the United Nations does not have the responsibility to implement the agreement. Our responsibility is to assist those who have signed this agreement, who agreed among themselves that this is the document we are going to use to end the hostility in our country.
Mm.
Our job is to assist them. And on a day like Peace Day, it is an important day to raise awareness of what is contained in that agreement, draw attention of all signatories and stakeholders to outstanding issues, and hopefully we start to move and push forward. Don't forget that December 2024 is a very critical month in this country, and then the process to that date is an ongoing one, and I'm sure the International Day of Peace is an important day to raise a lot of awareness and talk about this very crucial date.
Thank you so much. Now, Martin Kori, you are a peace ambassador, and your organization trains women, men, and the youth in transformational leadership for peace and nation building. So what does this work entail, and what are, what do you teach them about transformational leadership or train them?
Thank you very much. Good morning once again, listeners. As you have heard my name, basically at AHD, we engage young men and women in building a peaceful, united, prosperous community. We believe in communities where everyone enjoys a high quality of life. So our work normally entails inculcating values in young men and women that promote cohesiveness, unity, and togetherness as a people of South Sudan. We do trainings in transformational leadership, focusing on being considerate to one another, being compassionate, and being trustworthy in society. People who devote themselves to engaging the public and work creatively towards solving issues that affect the well-being of society. So basically we teach them even about their participation and political rights and how to engage effectively in developing themselves economically and be able to contribute meaningfully to the growth of the South Sudanese society.
All right, so what do we mean when we say transformational leadership?
When we talk about transformational leadership, we mean leadership that brings constructive social change to the society.
Sinadio, you recently had an outreach in Terekeka on the peace process. Just tell us more about it and what the aim was.
Well, let me also put this on air that today the Central Equatorial States Ministry of Peace Building is holding a symposium which we are supporting, and we have very eminent South Sudanese and scholars who will be talking to themselves on the theme for this year Peace Day, which is Action for Peace, Me and You for Peace in South Sudan. That theme is quite critical to what we have been doing in the last 5 to 6 months, which is the campaign that is called Peace Begins With Me.
Right.
This campaign, we are doing it both with the National Ministry of Peace Building and the Central Equatorial State Ministry of Peace Building. So our trip to Terekeka was to carry out one of such mega campaign that helped to build social cohesion, promote cultural integration, and literally break down the ethnic barriers that have over time seemingly set South Sudanese apart. We bring in different cultural groups together, get them to interact among themselves, and then we get experts of subject matter to come and address the people, drive home the message of inclusivity, drive home the message of the need for love, tolerance, drive home the need to support the implementation of the revitalized agreement, and then encourage the people to take ownership of the process of ensuring peace return not only peace, but permanent and sustainable peace return to South Sudan. What we do basically is provide platform where the people of South Sudan are able to talk to themselves, interact with themselves openly, publicly.
Mm.
Because basically what you notice is that most of the workshops and whatever is done are done in high-profile hotels. At the end of the day, the ordinary man on the street don't have access to information.
Yeah.
What my units pride ourselves in is the fact that we get the leaders to the grassroots publicly and they engage in each other, share information.
Right.
And like that, as has always been said, mm-hmm. knowledge is power. We want the grassroots to take their decision based on the knowledge of what is happening, either in the in view of implementation of the revitalized agreement, the roadmap, and any other thing that the government is doing
right.
or the international community are doing to ensure permanent peace in South Sudan.
Right. Thank you so much, Inaju. Now, Elizabeth, speaking about inclusivity, how inclusive is the government's efforts to ensuring social cohesion, and how do you include women and young people in this?
talking about inclusivity, we run dialogues, peace dialogues. We involve youth as we are currently engaging some youth politically in political forums, and we have to get the youth together, those one who are involved in politics, so that they can start to dialogue. And we know that they will be our future politicians. So to include them in peace building, we engage them in peace talks and we engage them in dialogue for them to understand what politics is about. That politics is not about personal benefits.
Mm.
That politics is about having an ideology
right.
and having to advocate for your country and to challenge the other party of that you can do better than them.
Right.
So we are engaging youth in that way. As for children and women, it is only when we go to the grounds where there are where we call the communities and then we advocate for peace. That's when the women will come with children.
Mm.
And as for today, as we are here today to talk about the International Day of Peace, which is celebrated around the world, and the theme, Me and You for Peace in South Sudan, speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Without us, as the citizen, whether it be women, children, or youth, or older people of South Sudan working together for peace, there would be no peace today. To this end, we all need to contribute and continue building durable peace, both individually and collectively, so that holistic peace can be enjoyed by all. Through reminders of how each and everyone has a role to play in mm-hmm. peace building and tap into their own belief, whether be women, children, or youth, people have to, first of all, believe in themselves that they can contribute to peace, and that to believe that peace will prevail in South Sudan. It is a responsibility of individuals as well as communities to advocate peace. It's not for us to tell them that you have to advocate for peace. They have to believe that. We must understand and make no mistake that peace has personal benefits for everyone, despite our differing backgrounds, needs, and wants. Therefore, we must be yearning for peace, for total peace in South Sudan and lasting peace. It is up to us to work to cultivate peace that is within us individually, whether it be women, children, or young people.
Right.
Thank you.
Right, Elizabeth. Now, Martin, as a peace ambassador, what is the way forward on peace-building efforts for you and civil society as the election period approaches?
The way forward is to converge civil society organizations and organizations of young people in particular in serious civic education about the forthcoming elections, linking it together with peace messaging, educating people about values of peace, that, you know, it is not about being radical in addressing issues, but the way to go is non-violence.
Right.
Because we have seen that violent strategies of attaining your rights have always led to more suffering and a lot of pain. So the advocacies on nonviolent techniques of addressing issues such as reconciliation and various instruments. For example, if you are aggrieved as a young person and your grievances you feel are not being adequately addressed, we have channels. We have various channels in society, a lot of human rights bodies, and even the legal options are available. So we always encourage young people, and particularly anyone who feel that he or she has a grievance, mm-hmm. to follow these right channels.
Right.
We also want a lot of social media messaging, because that young people use these platforms for educating societies about peaceful values.
Right. Martin, because of time, I'll just ask Inaju in less than a minute.
Okay.
Well, this year, the United Nations message on the observance of the International Day of Peace speaks of the need for the buy-in of young people across the world in the pursuit of societies free from violence. What is the message of the mission to the young people of South Sudan?
The message is clear. The future belongs to the young people of this country. This country, as we've heard again and again, is closely 60-70% made up of young men and women. They have to get involved. They can't stand on the sideline as onlookers.
Right.
And how do you get involved? I want to buy into what my colleague, this gentleman, just said. You have to associate yourself with legal institution, become part of political parties, form yourself into group that is recognizable, and then argue for your position. Violence will not bring any problem.
That's right.
Thank you.
Inaju, thank you. And Madam Elizabeth, in just a minute, what is your message to the different communities across the country?
My message to the different communities in different parts of the country, please, our country is peaceful, and we are traditionally peaceful people, so we have to return back to cultivating that within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So please come on Thursday, the 21st of September, and let's celebrate the International Day of Peace together to remind ourselves of peace in South Sudan. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, Martin, and Ruben. Thank you so much for your time.